Next Friday, the Anchorage International Film Festival begins. After 9 years of struggling to survive as an all-volunteer effort, this year the festival has a staff and a rich field of entries. APRN's Steve Heimel tells us more.
International is a key word with a strong set of entries from Canada, but also from such places as Turkey, Iraq, France, and even a big historical epic from China. For the most part, these are movies that are unlikely to see regular theatrical release. Festival founder Tony Shepard, a movie-loving ad man, says he started the festival so people in Alaska could see these sorts of movies. The market in the state is such that, for the most part, art films, shorts, experimental films, and niche films just don't get much screen time. After a phase of expansion to 3 or 4 simultaneous screenings daily lasting for 2 weeks, this year the festival has scaled back and put a big emphasis on quality. Prices are up, but that means the budget is stronger, and Shepard likes the result.
Overall, between the submissions and some of the donations and the gate, yes, we make enough money to really put on, pound per pound, one of the best festivals in the States.
More of the filmmakers are coming to Alaska to introduce their films, and there are more workshops this year. Shepard says he had to be talked into scaling back to just 2 screens, but he likes the result. Though, unlike in the past, many of the feature-length films are only going to get shown once.
Look, if you're really into going and doing the festival the right way, plan in advance. I'd have to say about half the films only have 1 screening this year. Unfortunately, that means, yeah, you only have 1 opportunity in some cases. So it's going to be difficult, but I do believe that if you plan accordingly and you want to see most of the features, you'll be able to do that because we do have the ones in competition primarily that will screen twice.
In the second week, they'll schedule the films that are judged the best for another viewing. This 10th festival takes place at a time when the film industry itself is growing in Alaska thanks to tax credits passed by the legislature. And this makes filmmakers more interested in this out-of-the-way festival in the far north. One film in competition is produced by a former Alaskan, K.D. Miller. It's a horror picture with a sizable dose of humor, directed by the Butcher Brothers, creators of the cult favorite The Hamiltons and April Fool's Day.
It's very creative and yet a horror film, which is why it got into Sundance this last January and was able to play within that that front. And also, it's got 3 different Alaskans in it. So myself from West High, and then also Joseph McAleer, who graduated from West, and then Brett Roberts. So it's a really exciting time to kind of come home and be able to play in that forum.
Miller is based in Los Angeles now, but she's spending more and more time back in Alaska due to the industry's new interest in shooting here. She has started a company called Feature Alaska to help develop an Alaska workforce for motion picture shoots.
And so it's been a really great ride, and it's really incredible to see all this film frenzy happening in my hometown and be able to come back and really mesh my 2 worlds together.
And she hopes to mesh her company's training efforts with the film program at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. The Anchorage International Film Festival will be screening at the Beartooth Cinema and out north, as well as some screenings at the Anchorage Library and Museum. In Anchorage, I'm Steve Heimel.